This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for joining us as we're together studying and working our way through the New Testament. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your time. We are here today. We're in the book of Revelation, and we're going through a sermon I preached a couple months ago at Island Community Church. Island is a church that I pastor here in Merritt Island. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and for those hearing on the radio, we're meeting tonight. That would be Wednesday night from 6 to 7. We are in the book of Acts, same as I am here on the radio. On days you're not hearing some of these sermons, we're in the book of Acts. This week, we are looking at Peter preaching at Cornelius' house. Awesome scriptures here. Once Peter preached, it says the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. That's what we're going to look at. It's the message of the gospel is what saves people. Not being baptized or circumcised or any other work. You and I can be saved without burning one calorie. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We're looking at how those in Cornelius' household were saved when Peter showed up there to preach the gospel. That'll be tonight. Here in the meantime, we're in Revelation. We're looking at the church at Thyatira, and we're looking at the Lord's stern, stern warning to this church. Because this church was putting up with a false prophet. Some people think this was the pastor's wife. My translation has that because most Greek manuscripts have this woman of yours. The personal pronoun yours is in there. And this word gynaeka for woman, it can either mean woman or wife. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you because you suffer that woman or your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. Now, here in today's program, we're going to look at, sorry if I offend anyone here in today's program, and now don't get me wrong, I do believe in the gift of prophet because it says I'm not to despise prophesying. That's what the word says. That's what I go with, the word. But someone who calls themselves a prophet, who is going to tell you where your Uncle Harry hid his will and is going to promise you good things and just speak good things to you, I don't believe that. I've never seen that. Show me one prophet in the Bible whose message was not, man, oh man, you better turn. You better knock it off and quit sinning and turn back to the Lord. That's the message of every prophet that's ever spoken, is get right with God. So this is what we're looking at here. Another case of this, someone who calls himself a prophetess and is not. This is the last part of this message. Love to see you tonight at Island at 6 o'clock, Acts chapter 10. And we'll be back here tomorrow on the radio, resuming our ongoing study in the book of Acts.
Again, the Esposito vernacular would sound something like this. The Lord's message to the pastor of the corrupt church is they're going to haul this lady out of here in a stretcher. If she doesn't knock it off and quit sinning and quit leading my people to sin. You see, Real, genuine prophets lead fallen people to stop sinning. That's what a prophet does. Not promise you money or health or wealth. No prophet in this book will ever promise you wealth or health or money. They'll promise you health, all right. If you turn from your sin and turn to God, then he'll promise you health. I challenge you to find a prophet in here that tells people to take it easy, take thine ease, do what you want. Your Aunt Jane hid the money there behind that third board in the bedroom. Find that somewhere in the Bible. You ain't going to find it. Now, in my translation, this woman Jezebel, get this. The woman Jezebel is the pastor's wife. In most translations, have the personal pronoun yours in there. And the word woman, the Greek word gynaeka, can either mean woman or wife. Most Greek manuscripts have this woman of yours. Therefore, you got to take that word woman, and it means wife here. This is how my translation reads. I've got this against you. You tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time so that she might repent, and she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am casting her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation if they do not repent of her works. Notice that. If they don't repent of her works. Now the Lord's not done here. Verse 23. And a promise for her followers. He says, I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know that I am he that searches the reins and hearts. Your reins really is your insides. You know that old saying of ours, you know, I've got a gut feeling about something. Your gut feelings. He's even searching your feelings here. You see, you've got a gut feeling about this, that this is wrong. I am he that searches your reins, your mind and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. So are you telling me, Pastor, that not all sickness comes from the devil and can't be rebuked? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Not all sickness comes from the devil and can't be rebuked. Some sickness comes from God as a result of sin in your life. Some sickness comes from God and is a result of sin in your life. All right, where else does it say that? I'm glad you asked. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. Usually every month on the last Sunday of the month, you hear me read this to you. He who eats or drinks, this is partaking of communion in an unrighteous way. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks, the King James says, damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Now, sleep's a euphemism for what? Death. For this reason, many are weak, sick, and have died. For if we would judge ourselves, then we would not be judged. If we would judge ourselves, here you are, now we're encouraged to judge. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord so that we might not be condemned with the world. Again, back to verse 23. I'll give to everyone according to their works. So let me ask the question then. How are those works of yours going today? What are you doing to advance the kingdom of God today? I will give to everyone according to their works. Remember that in 20 minutes when we have a business meeting here this morning. I am going to repay everyone according to their works. Again, from the book of James, you show me your faith apart from your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. When the Lord reviews your case file and peers into your soul with his eyes of flaming fire, will you receive praise or correction? Now, for everyone else, verse 24. But unto you, I say, and all the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put on you no other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast until I come. So, no other burden other than get this false teacher out of your church now. That's the burden he's given them. And keep doing all these good things that you're doing until I come. Now, verse 26 is the promise. He that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power or authority. To him I will give power over the nations. Now, the Lord said this to his disciples as well, or his apostles. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory, you also will sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, do you not know the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we should judge angels? How much more these things that pertain to this life? So, to all members of Overcomers Anonymous, as I like to call our group here, Overcomers Anonymous, great things are promised. Verse 27, he will rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Okay, who knows what the morning star is? Well, it's Jesus himself. Listen to this verse, chapter 22, verse 16. It says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. This is your destiny as sons and daughters of God, is Jesus himself. He is your prize for winning this race. He is your prize for overcoming. As he's going to say in chapter 3, to him who overcomes, I will grant to him to, listen to this verse. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame. Awesome promise, isn't it? Can you imagine that? Sitting on Jesus' throne. Wow. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So I'll leave you with this question here. How do you know if you're in a corrupt church? Answer, when someone operating within the authority of the church tells you things that you want to hear in Jesus' name, things that God did not tell them to say. When the message of the true prophet is, turn or burn. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.